Hello everyone, I hope you're doing pretty well. Happy Thursday. It's 4:41 in San Diego and almost 8 p.m. in the East Coast. So I wanted to shoot a quick Facebook Live to talk to you about some of the latest numbers in our community. We're very grateful for the report that the that is put out by ELBAN, the State of Latino Entrepreneurship Report. And by no surprise, we are one of the fastest minority group of entrepreneurs in the country. We create a lot of businesses. We're very active in the local economy. It's not a surprise for us, of course, and it's not a surprise for many people in the market. But as you probably know, one of the main challenges that we have is access to capital. And, over the last few days, I've been reading all these reports about some leaders addressing the issue, saying that Latinos do not have as much as access to capital as non-Latinos. And I kind of disagree a little bit with it. I do not think that it has to do with an ethnicity thing. I don't think it's an ethnicity situation where, based on the information that we have access to, and the many business owners that we have the opportunity to talk to through the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, I know that the problem right now with Latinos not having access to capital is because we're not prepared to go out and talk to the lenders and have all of our documentation in order. Oftentimes people come to us, business owners come to us and they say like, you know what, I need money, money to finance my business. And, basic question, do you have a business plan? Sometimes they say, I don't. When they say, I do, do you mind if I take a look at it? When you take a look at the business plan, it may not be put together the way that it has to be presented to lenders. That's one thing. Assuming that the business plan is in order, you have to have a business strategy on how you are going to utilize those resources, because a lot of times I have seen that people get the money, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, and they don't know exactly, or they think that they know what they're going to do with that money, and then they run out of those $100,000, $200,000, and they didn't accomplish what they were planning to do with that money. So it's very important that we have a business plan and a very clear strategy of how we're going to utilize that money. Because if we don't have that very well structured, we're going to have many issues, not just with the lenders, but also like internally. And the bad news for, I don't know if you should say it like bad news, but if you read the report, a new report that was put out by the Federal Reserve on February 3rd, just a few days ago, most of the lenders are going to be more strict, at least in the next few weeks, in the next few months, on loans. So they're going to have, different or more strict requirements to provide loans to even large businesses. I read in one of the articles a few days ago, where this entrepreneur said, like, I have $500,000 in gross sales, but that doesn't mean anything. Usually bankers, they have many different criteria to analyze your business, but two of the most common ones is like your cash flow and how often you can convert your accounts receivables into cash. The shorter the term, the better. So as far as I know, every lender have different criteria when they conduct an assessment of your company to see if they can provide you a loan. Some of them can have up to 20 different items that they check in your business. Others have a little more than that. Others have less. But I just have an issue with all these people saying that there isn't, like, lenders are not giving opportunity to Latinos to have access to capital. It has nothing to do with being Latino or non-Latino. It's just like how we present our information to the lenders. And we have to be very clear about that, because I think that we are like drinking our own Kool-Aid, you know, creating this false narrative in our community. And unfortunately, a lot of business owners believe that, that lenders do not want to lend money to Latinos just because they are Latinos. I don't think that's a fact. I don't think that's truth. If you don't have your papers, I'm sorry, your documentation in order, it's going to be very extremely difficult for you to have access to capital. And that's the reality of the things. And I think for us as business leaders, or for us that we're, you know, in charge of a business association, we need to ask ourselves, like, what can we do to provide you access to resources that can empower you to be prepared next time you go out there into the marketplace and talk to one of the lenders so you can qualify for a business loan. Right now we're in a position where we are interviewing different companies, because I think there is so much need for money out there to grow businesses that I want to provide through the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce a service that can help these companies to get the money that they're looking for. Again, there is money out there, but we're not prepared to ask for money. That's a reality. I have seen it over the last 11 years. I have reviewed many business plans over the last 11 years from people that comes to the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce. Of course, we refer them to the SBDC or business consultants, et cetera, depending on the situation where they are in. Because in reality, we don't have the resources to provide that service to all of you. You know, sometimes we take a look at it and I make some recommendations based on the information that I review in your business plan, but we don't have the staff and we don't have the resources to provide that service. But there are other organizations that do, private or public, and we usually refer them to them. And usually to put together a business plan is not going to be like a 2-3 day thing. It's going to take some market research. It's going to take a lot of hard work. If you are a company that has been in business for 3-5 years and you're generating $3-4 million and you need another million to expand, to scale your business, you still need to go through this process. And again, they're going to look at your cash flow. They're going to look at your accounts receivables, like how fast you are cashing them in. So like those two things, there are other factors that they're gonna be looking at. And I just wanted to shoot this video because it's not like it makes me uncomfortable of anything, but we need to start playing that victim card, or we need to get rid of that limited belief that we create in our head, thinking that there is no money for Latino-owned businesses. There is plenty of money for businesses that have a well-structured business plan and a good business strategy. There is money out there, but you need to have your documentation in order. And another recommendation that I give you, because I read in the report that a lot of small businesses are funding their businesses with savings and credit cards. Been there, done that many times. I remember in 2012 when I needed $25,000 for a project, I applied for a business loan through a micro lender. We didn't qualify, or the company didn't qualify because of the situation that I was in. But I was so determined that I wanted to do it. So I grabbed some of my savings and I completed the money with one of my business cards, and I got the job done. So I've been there. I've been in your position where I have had to finance some of my projects with savings and credit cards. There is nothing new about that, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of you have been in that position, or you have put some type of collateral behind a debt, and that's why I put them on my notes that, you know, we said I need access to capital, but in reality, debt is not capital. Capital is the difference between what you own, your assets, and what you owe, your liabilities. So every time that we borrow some money, that's debt for the business. And we need to have a strategy that can help us to pay that debt and, of course, generate a return on that investment. Because if we just recover the money and we don't generate any return on that investment, we're going to be back at zero. So, like I said, I've been in your situation where in the past I have to finance some of my projects with savings and credit card. It wasn't the smartest idea. Right now I'm about to launch a new business where I haven't even launched it. I invest $10,000 in it just so I can have everything ready, you know, like business credit, start building business credibility even before I launch the business. And that's why I put on these notes and on this video three main things that you can start working on so you can start getting prepared to go out into the marketplace and get access to money for your business. The first one is that you need to start building your business credibility, your reputation in the marketplace as a business, as an entity is extremely important. Most lenders are going to look at it. The second one is your business assets and collaterals. What do you have? And so you can go out there and ask for some money, for some, like you commit yourself to some debt for your business. And you need to start building your business credit. There are different strategies that you can utilize to make that happen. I highly recommend you that you work with a professional for that regard, because it's not that easy, and it's not something that you can do overnight. It's going to take some time, but it's important that you start building a business credit for your business, because 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it's going to be way easier to have access to a bigger loan for your business. And these are things that very few people are addressing in our community. And I think it's important that we start changing the narrative in regards to access to capital. We are going to do our share. We will try to help as many businesses as possible through a new program that I'm thinking about launching, a new service. It's not going to be free. I need to be clear with you guys, because, like I said, we don't have the resource. If someone, if a corporation give us or someone give us $1 million grant that we can implement into this program, then, you know, we can sponsor some of the companies that go through it. But in reality, everything has a price. Every service, every high quality service has a price. So if you are going for $200,000, $300,000 loan, and you are not willing to invest $5,000, $10,000 in putting everything in order, I think that you are making the biggest mistake that you can think of. And I will recommend you not to go for that money, because most likely, from what I have seen, a lot of businesses fell along the road because they are not prepared to utilize that funding in a very strategic way. I'm not going to say everyone, because there are a lot of success stories in our community, and I think that that's what motivates other folks to take that route. But you never know their background, you never know their experience, you never know what they have gone through to get to that stage. So being realistic, we have to invest a lot in our education. The more prepared that we are to understand market trends, to understand where our business is in the marketplace or our potential idea is standing, that's when it gives us a competitive advantage against our competition. So the more prepared that we are, the more successful we're going to be in everything that we start, so in any project that we start. So it's extremely important that you take all these measures and all these advices into consideration. I've been talking to some of my colleagues in regards to this, and I think that we as a business association, we need to start being more proactive with our approach. Economic empowerment in our community is a necessity, and especially because of those numbers that the Latino Entrepreneurship Report shares with all of us, where we have more businesses coming into the market owned by Latinos and Latinas. So we need to make sure that these businesses are very successful in the marketplace in order for us to keep contributing to the growth and development of the local economy and the economy as a whole, and especially in areas where we have a high concentration of Latinos. So the more prepared that we are for the marketplace, the better it's gonna be for all. So I wanted to share this with you guys. Like I said, you know, over the last few days, I was just like reading all these articles about Latinos don't have access to capital and Latino-owned businesses don't have as access to capital like non-Latinos. No. We need to be prepared. We need to have all of our documentation in order. We have to have our strategy. We have to have our numbers right. Imagine if I go to you and I ask you for $1,000, you'd be like, Tyler, what do you need it for? When are you going to pay me back? How much interest are you going to pay me back on this loan? You know, it's like money is not free. And we cannot expect, just because we are considered a minority group in this country, to have access to easy money. Everyone go through the same process. So we need to understand what the process is. Every lender has different requirements. So you talk to the potential lender, you say like, hey, I need some money. What will it take to be considered for a loan? And they're gonna give you a list. They're gonna give you a list of requirements. And they say like, if you comply with all these requirements, we will consider you for a loan. So every lender is different, from public, private, micro, big. They all have different requirements. Of course, the industry is regulated, so they also need to comply with federal regulations. And that's why one of the things, and if you read at the seven items that are defining like how much or how many loans they are going to be approved this year by lenders, they say that they have some concerns about the effects of legislative and regulatory changes. So even what happens at the federal level in terms of policies affecting the industry, that has a negative impact on loans being approved for businesses, regardless of the size. If you look at that report, I'll probably share that link after I'm done with this live of the Federal Reserve study that they just put out on February 3rd. And you will take a look of some of the things that lenders are looking at for at least this quarter and next quarter that are reducing the amount of loans that they're going to be providing for businesses across the country. So let's be prepared. Let's keep investing in ourselves. Let's keep investing in our education. Let's keep investing in everything that is going to help us to keep moving our community forward. Let's stop playing the victim card. It's not good for anyone. It's not good for us, of course. And I'm really against any other Latino business leader that tries to play that card. That message do not resonate with me. I have gone through the process, like I said, like any other small business owner in this country, where I have had to finance my projects with, like I said earlier, with savings, credit cards, etc. I've done my share to move my projects forward. I do not have a personal debt right now because I've been very responsible on how I manage my finances, but we have to stay on top of the game, guys. And I think if we are one of the fastest minority groups in the US, we have the responsibility to keep doing the best that we can for ourselves, because we start a business because we want to be successful. No one wants to fail. Of course, there are some projects or some businesses that are not going to make it. I have had businesses that never made it. And, you know, it's part of life. Being an entrepreneur is not easy. It's very challenging, but it's also very rewarding. And that's why, you know, I love entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur myself, and I love working with you guys. One of the reasons why I started the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, to contribute to your success one way or another, maybe in a very small proportion, but I know I'm doing my share. And through the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, we have helped to generate hundreds of thousands of dollars in business over the years, and that's why I keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm very passionate about this, so let's keep working really hard. Congratulations to all the new business owners that are out there, the ones that make it to the report and share their data with the State of Latino Entrepreneurship Report. All those reports are extremely helpful to understand where we're standing and what needs to be get done. So we're gonna keep working hard for the business community that trust on us and engage with us, and we will keep bringing resources that can benefit you one way or another. So thank you very much for watching. Good luck with everything that you're working on. We're just starting the second month of 2020, so plenty of time to have an extremely successful year. So thank you very much for watching, and have a good evening. Thank you.